Tell me about the new owners and why Aston Villa fans should be excited about their arrival.
If you look at Tony Z's business career in China, he's been instrumental in the regeneration and the building of over 60 of the new cities there. And through that, he shared with us his ambition in football, global football, his ambition for Aston Villa, the football club, his ambition for the Aston area as a part of the city of Birmingham. And frankly, it's inspirational. And if he can deliver on what he shared with us, it's going to be a great journey over the next few years.
So you're talking about a vision that goes beyond just football.
Yes, and that was very important when we were looking at buyers for the football club. It wasn't just someone who would come in, you know, a rich person and use this as part of their extended empire. We want someone who is going to really take this so seriously. They are determined to deliver and achieve the ultimate accolades in football for Aston Villa.
So what might Aston, what might Birmingham benefit from Tony Z's arrival?
Just look at the demographics on what's going on in the UK. The city of Manchester, despite what they say, and I don't want to upset too many people on this, is a third of the size of Birmingham. It's got two great football clubs. Just look at the economic impact that those football clubs have on the city of Manchester. Just put that into Birmingham, the second city in the UK, population of over 1 million, the youngest population in Europe, a vibrant population, a population that is growing, a renaissance that's going on. Just put into that mix an iconic football club on the global stage, and these are going to be exciting times.
Have you got any questions, any worries about the fit and proper person test?
No, we haven't. There's obviously a process that the authorities will need to go through. But certainly from what we have seen, we are confident that Tony will get there. We wouldn't have signed the deal otherwise.
And you've talked about a sale price, I think, of something like £62 million. How much more money is available then to spend on the team, on the stadium, on other infrastructure developments?
Well, actually, I've not said anything on the sale price, and that's a confidential number. The only thing I will say, if it helps, the number that I've heard, which seems to be around 60, is a country mile away from the transaction that we've actually signed.
It's significantly less than that, is it?
I think you know the answer to that. No. No, this is a valuable asset. And in the right hands and with the right people, this is a very valuable asset. And the price that we've done reflects that.
So just so we're clear, it is rather more than the £62 million that has been quoted.
It is.
Just Tony will have done due diligence, won't he? He'll have done his due diligence. Yep. What due diligence have you done on him? Because one football club in this area has had a bad experience of Chinese owners. So, I mean, what diligence have you done?
First of all, the diligence when you're selling something is to make sure that your buyer can actually honour the contract that you signed. So our diligence is thorough so that we're happy with that. Our diligence then goes beyond that. Randy has always been clear that there's a custodian role that goes with whoever owns Aston Villa. And we've put a lot of effort into looking at the companies that Tony has, that he's built, how he actually works with his people. And we're pretty comfortable that actually Tony is the right person to actually take on this valuable asset and move it forward.
A lot of talk about it being an Aston Villa supporter. Not that that matters when it comes to business, but is there any indication what his plans are for Aston Villa?
Well, I'd rather he shares those with you because I don't want to steal his glory. What I will share with you, though, it was really instrumental in our decision to work with Tony to try and get the ownership moved across to him. It was really influential listening to the plans that he has for Aston Villa, for football in China, for the global package that Aston Villa will be a part of. And again, if he can deliver on a small part of that ambition, this is really going to be an exciting time for supporters of Aston Villa.
Do you think you'll play a role in his management team?
It's inappropriate, actually, for me to comment, because I'm acting for Randy Lerner at the moment, so we've had no discussions, and I won't have any discussions until the transaction goes through.
Fine. Would you like to stay, though?
Actually, I've come to love this place. It kind of gets you, you know, it gets in your blood. And certainly, take out any board positions, but I'll certainly be coming along to watch the games.
Anything else that Dr. Z's imparted to you in the buying process that would excite Aston Villa supporters?
Well, just a message for the supporters. They must know the importance they played and helped me in getting the transaction over the line, in the way that they supported the team at the Newcastle game, the last home game. Tony was my guest in one of the boxes with some of his people, and I had a tear in my eye because, you know, we'd been in pretty heated negotiations through that week, and I'd been telling him all the good things about Aston Villa and all the rest of it. And then to actually just witness that outburst of support and enthusiasm and hope from the supporters, it was amazing. So to every one of those supporters who was there, a big thank you.
So on behalf of the supporters, what's the scenario about the new manager, Steve?
It's no secret we've got our preferred candidate. And if we hadn't have sold the club by probably the close of play next week, we'd have announced our preferred candidate. It's now inappropriate, as we're in this period where we've got to get the fit and proper approval from the authorities. It would be inappropriate for me as chairman to actually put in place our candidate without consulting Tony and his team. And so far, we've had no discussions with them about the manager or the players. Those discussions will start early next week.
He'll have his own group of advisors who know a lot about English football, who'll be talking to you and your advisors. What is the likelihood that you both might feel the same way about the same candidate?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to speculate, but we did an extremely thorough process. Tony, from the way that we've seen his approach on buying the club, he is extremely thorough. So I think the consultation will result in a super candidate who will come in and take that manager position. Who it is, we'll find out next week, probably.
And the preferred candidate, a priority, his championship experience, yeah?
Yeah, that's actually a very good point, because part of our process, we actually mapped out what are the qualities on those managers that have been successful in the championship. And, you know, there is a formula there. And, you know, you'll know it much better than me. And what we have done, we actually took a long list of over 50 candidates and whittled that down to a short list of six. And then I've met personally with three of those six, and we came to our board came to our conclusion.
Nigel Pearson's got great qualifications then.
I'm not going to comment on any individuals. That would be inappropriate. So the one thing that has impressed me, though, in the game of football, you just realise what a difficult job the managers position is, and they are quite special people. It was quite a privilege actually to meet them.
How did the lunch go with Nigel Pearson then in the pub in Warwickshire a few Mondays ago?
Do you know, somebody told me about that story. First of all, I don't really frequent pubs, and I've never been in a pub with Nigel Pearson, so that was a good try.
You're not going to give us any more indication? Could he be British or English?
I'll tell you what I will give you an indication on. Some of the qualities that came through on those managers that have been successful in the championship are, you know, British, championship experience, man management skills, so all those kind of things.
Might be a Scot then.
Oh, you're not going to give up, are you? You're not going to give up. I'm not going to say any more about manager. We're going to have the consultations with Tony next week, and we'll see what comes out of those discussions.
Could you confirm one thing for me, Steve, about the length of players' contracts you've got in your first team squad? Is it true that it's an enormous amount of years in aggregate? I've heard there are 74 years on players' contracts in your first team squad.
Now I'm a little embarrassed. I'm an accountant. I haven't counted that number. That's the first time I've heard that number. And again, on players, being a little more helpful, we will be starting the discussions around players when we've got the manager position sorted. And those discussions will start in consultation with Tony. In the coming weeks.
Have you not looked at that scenario, though, when so many players were signed on long contracts before the influx last summer, and then more and more players got long contracts in the period before the Premier League season started? Is that not of relevance in terms of just planning the playing department?
It is what it is. You know, those decisions were made before I arrived at the football club. You know, you inherit those situations. The job now is to actually work out what is the best way for this football club to work with what it's got.
But that's a major headache for the preferred candidate.
Let's be clear. Whoever comes into this football club inherits the position as it is. And my job as chairman, as the outgoing chairman, is to deliver the football club as clean as is possible.
Just will Tony have the final word on the new manager?
If we go for an announcement before the fit and proper comes through and before we complete the transaction, I am the chairman, and the responsibility on that is with me. If the management announcement is announced after Tony takes ownership of the club, then it's his club.
Will he have the final say on who the person is, though?
It's
even now.
No, it's a consultation. Because the ownership of the club does not transfer until we get those conditions over the line, the fit and proper. So we can't do that.
So there's no danger at all that the new regime will say, well, I disagree with you, Steve Hollis, about the manager. It'll be unanimity.
I'm not going to preempt what the consultations are going to shape up like next week. You know, it'll be what it'll be.